Hey, what's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. 2020 has been a year that, for obvious reasons we are all collectively struggling with, hasn't gone according to plan. As I sit here and reflect on the past 9 months, the number one thing I've realized is that my life plan, and my business plan as well, sucked. It wasn't working. Fortunately, I'm learning to use this as an opportunity to reconnect with who I am and reinvent what I'm doing, how I work, and who I serve. Most importantly, I feel a sense of gratitude at the pile of rubble at my feet. I get to find the pulse beating within my fabric of existence and align my actions with that. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/444. When I was younger, I loved a fast and consistent beat. Thrash metal rocked my world with intense bursts of notes and energy. But over time, I escaped into the lush concept albums of progressive rock, with obscure time signatures, dynamics, and storytelling. This transition from thrash to prog is just one way I've been finding my beat in life. Put another way, finding my beat is about discovering the stories and values that matter most to me and living them. As I mentioned in the opener, I'm reconnecting in this time with who I am and reinventing what I'm doing, how I work, and who I serve. But the question underlying this all, to me, is what does it mean to find my own beat? My recent obsession lately has been Chef's Table and Chef's Table Barbecue, both on Netflix. In an early episode in Chef's Table with Chef Francis Mallmann, you are introduced to someone who has not only found his own beat, but continues to live accordingly, constantly redefining himself, what he cooks, how he cooks, even where he cooks, and who he cooks with on a consistent basis. He's okay letting people go when he gets bored with them, or he's outgrown them, or they've changed. And that's really interesting. That's finding his beat. One quote that really blew my mind was this, as shared in Eater's recap of the episode. Mallmann says, "My life has been a path at the edge of uncertainty. Today, I think we educate kids to be settled in the comfortable chair. You have to have your job, you have your little car, you have a place to sleep, and the dreams are dead. You don't grow on a secure path. All of us should conquer something in life, and it needs a lot of work, and it needs a lot of risk. In order to grow and to improve, you have to be there a bit at the edge of uncertainty." Now that is a beat to a song, to a life, that not a lot of people are willing to live or listen to. And I think that's an amazing point of view. But my real aha moment came from this gem where Mallmann is talking about, as a chef in his early years, he spent learning and copying from those who were the masters of their craft. And he came to a moment where he received the highest award, the highest honors, and realized that all he was doing was copying and not really saying what he thought. And he had to move on to discover his own language. And if that's not the perfect metaphor for what we do as creative entrepreneurs, I don't know what is. Because as creative entrepreneurs, we copy what is successful and what sells. We read books about copy that converts, takes courses about the right way to position ourselves, listen to webinars on how to uniquely conform to what is popular. We want to 10x everything. We want to grow our lists, likes, and follower counts so that we can be unbelievably successful. and we disparage anything that challenges this conventional wisdom. After all, success is all about thought leadership, the thousand true fans, and all of those wonderful things that we like to hold up as examples of things that we need to copy. But what if we really spent the time to think and discover our point of view? To, yes, learn our craft by copying and refining, but then moving beyond into a world that operates at our own beat, our own pulse, our own unique expression or point of view of our life and work, and inch ever closer to the expressions that matter most to us. In a society that loves to categorize and put people into boxes of understanding, it can be extremely difficult to not only find your beat, but to live the fullest expression of who you are. But it really is extremely important work. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share 10 ways to find your own beat and move ever closer to the expressions that matter most to you. First, raise your awareness of what's possible. About a month ago, I started taking online courses with Coach You in order to really learn more about what it means to coach people. And as I was going through the curriculum this week, I came across this idea that awareness is what leads to knowledge. We don't know what is possible until we are aware of all of the possibilities. And that was really a mind-blowing statement to me, because if all we ever know is one beat, and that beat isn't good enough for us anymore, well, how do we know what other beats are out there? And so we need to listen, we need to become aware, we need to study and research and find all of the new ways that could expand our thinking. And that's the exciting thing. This is where curiosity plays a huge role in really discovering what's next for us. So whether it's taking a course that allows you to explore something entirely new, or you go deeper into what you already know, by raising your awareness of what's possible, I think it really helps you to discover what really does matter to you and what you can cut away and leave behind. Second, give yourself permission to dream. This is heavily tied to the first one about raising your awareness of what's possible, because then it allows you to dream beyond wherever you are today. In Chef's Table, there was an episode with Chef Dan Barber, and he quotes the author Wes Jackson, who said, quote, "If your life's work can be accomplished in your lifetime, you're not thinking big enough." And when I heard that, I knew enough to know that I haven't been dreaming big enough. Because I could probably accomplish my life's work in my lifetime. It's a humbling thought. And so I need to return to the dream. I know I can work and I know I can do things, but am I dreaming big enough? And the reason why I don't is because there are bills to pay. So the third way to find your own beat is to do whatever you can to cover the bills. I want to cover them so that I don't have to think about them, and I can focus on what's possible and dreaming so big and bringing that to life. But I do want to be responsible. And part of that responsibility is the fourth way of finding your own beat. And that's saving whenever possible. I certainly don't do this well enough. I don't do it enough. But I know that as I save and as I cover bills, that's part of the beat, because now I'm not skipping a beat. My heart isn't racing above the underlying beat of my life because I need to suddenly land a new project to cover something that didn't come in. So finding my beat and living it is about minimizing the anxiety of what happens on that edge of uncertainty. The fifth way to find your own beat is to design your day. This is something that I'm certainly exploring more and more lately. And what I love about this is that as someone who works for themselves, I have a tremendous amount of freedom to design how I want my day to look. Where is my energy at its highest? Where am I most drained? Today, I'm recording this episode at 2:44 p.m. And I'm doing okay, but I wrote it probably around 8:30 a.m. And so I was able to do the cognitive work that I knew would require more energy earlier in the day so that when I was ready to record it, I knew that I could do it. But I think that as you think about how you want your day to look, not everyone has the ability to design their day. Maybe they have a day job. Maybe they have to go somewhere and they are at the mercy of what someone else says they need to do. So what does your time before that and after that time block look like? And that's where you can start designing your day so that you are able to then find your own beat. The sixth way to find your own beat is to create to grow. And what I mean by that is that a lot of people will create projects that push their abilities and forces them to continually learn. And that's great, but that can be really exhausting. I know that when I'm operating at a level beyond what I'm comfortable with, it takes more energy than if I can just create something that I am able to do in the moment and put the learning at the end of the creation process instead of in the process. And that's a mental shift that can be hard to grasp sometimes because I want to prove to myself that I'm constantly growing. And so I'm going to make the challenges a little bit more so that I have to spend more time researching and learning new techniques. But if I can create to grow so that I reflect on the end and know how I'm going to go into the project differently next time, that feels a lot different to me. And that, to me, is more about a freeing expression of creativity and less about this productive need to grow. The seventh way of finding your own beat, chase your obsessions. What are you obsessed with? A lot of people get ashamed with the things that they're obsessed with. They might even be ashamed that they get obsessed. So whatever it is that you find yourself thinking about, watching, experiencing, don't minimize that. Because as you pay attention to what that obsession is unlocking in you, I think you're really able to discover that pulse, that underlying beat of what matters to you. As I watch Chef's Table, I can feel my creative spirit within soaring because it's a show that's beautifully shot. The editing is well-paced at a pacing that makes sense to me, that inspires me. And these conversations about changing the world, having life's work that can't be accomplished in your lifetime, building a fire pit and cooking food in it. I mean, these are things that are obsessions to me because it speaks to being unique. So listen to what's going on underneath the surface of your obsessions. The eighth way of finding your own beat, focus on today. As someone who comes up with a ton of ideas all the time, I can get trapped in the future. I can get trapped in all of the projects that I want to do, all of the podcast ideas, all of the newsletter ideas, all of the blog post ideas. But then on the other hand, I can get trapped in the past. I can get stuck in all of the shit that I went through that I caused myself even. So then it negates all of the energy of this forward future thinking momentum. So I have to just write down everything and focus on the task at hand. And part of that is just prioritizing the order in which things need to get done, based upon my energy level and based upon designing my day. But as I focus on today, I am able to really get a lot more done than if I beat myself up over the past and whipped myself into a frenzy, thrash metal style for the future. But the ninth way of finding your own beat, at least for myself, is that I'm going to work insanely hard. I never really thought that I had a strong work ethic. I always thought that I was very lazy. But I, in many ways, I'm really a workaholic that can't stop working. And that's something that as I design my day, I'm working on ending that cycle of workaholism and allowing myself to work insanely hard in a period of time at which I want to operate and then allowing myself to stop afterward. And it's amazing what happens when you allow yourself to stop after working hard. Your body goes into a state of exhale. And it allows your brain to start thinking through some of these ideas that you have and pushing through some of the creative barriers that show up as we wrestle in the past, present, and future. And much like in music, the 10th way to find your own beat is in rest. Music is not only defined by the notes that we play, but the silences and the rests inherent and present in the music. So what does rest look like in your life? Do you allow yourself to sit in silence, or are you filling silence with as much noise, podcasts, music, books, learning, all this stuff, work? Are you filling the silence with that? Because as you find your own beat, you can hear it in the silence. And you can hear the language that you want to speak. You can hear the words that bring life to your spirit. And now you move ever closer to the expressions that matter most to you. So what is your beat? What is the beat of your life, of your work, the pulse that moves you from project to project as you discover your life's work that is so big that it cannot be accomplished in your lifetime, like Wes Jackson writes. I hope that you'll take time to discover that beat if you haven't heard it and really align your life and actions with that beat, because I think that makes life that much more exciting and meaningful. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.